But isn't the song set in New York like you were last week?
That's too... No. Get that off. It's too beautiful out. Wait till next month to go with the gray skies. Yeah, you know, when I lived in London, England for 4 years, and it was 300 days of dreary gray skies or rain or overcast. And the gray skies was a low ceiling. And here in Arizona, it's 300 days of sunshine and maybe 30 days of cloud or rain. And I sure like this. I'll take this option any day of the week. Hey, I wanted to mention about the pomegranate tree. The reason it's one of my very favorite trees is because it's manageable size. It's really a large shrub. And it can get pretty tall.
Multi-trunked.
Yeah,
shrub.
Multi-trunk, comes up from the ground, multi-stems. It can grow to be 15, maybe 20 feet tall. And, yeah, you mentioned me climbing down out of my pomegranate.
I meant like stepping out from underneath all the climbing in there, trying to get your fruit.
Interestingly, I have a customer who has a pomegranate tree in an irrigated backyard, and it's about 30, 40 feet across.
Wow.
It's amazing. It's about 20 feet tall, and it just grows like a big shrub, and she sprawls in this big lawn. She has a lawn area where it can grow. So there are some big ones out there. That one's loaded with lots of fruit every year. But what I like about it is it produces something for you. It produces an edible fruit, and it has a beautiful red, dark red bloom as well. So it's a flowering shrub or small tree. So it gives you some beauty when it's in its bloom cycle. Then several months later, when the fruit is ripened, you've got these beautiful ornaments on the tree. Red ornaments, you know, right up into the fall season. Many people will have those pomegranates on their trees right now at Thanksgiving, and you can pull them off and have them as part of your Thanksgiving meal. And they're just an incredible one of those return on your investment ROI trees that gives you something back. What I like about them too is they're so easy to plant. They're one of those. This is a great time of year, by the way, to put in pomegranates because they're a deciduous tree. You can plant them right through the winter. If you find them in the nurseries now, they'll probably have leaves on them, but pretty soon those leaves will fall off, and you can plant them either bare root or container stock and put them in the ground right now, and they're just going to be great. And they grow quickly, and within a few short years, you'll start having some fruit, and they're amazing. I love them.
The pomegranate.
Yes.
And is there multiple varieties of pomegranate? Can you get, you know, like you have endless varieties of citrus. Is there a lot of different varieties of pomegranate fruit stock?
There are. In fact, there's some two different types in where they're grown natively. They're originally from the Iran to India is kind of the band of a geographic band where they grow. My parents were in the Peace Corps in Afghanistan, and in 1974, I went there and was introduced one morning at breakfast to this big, tall, 2-quart pitcher full of this dark purple liquid. And I when I found out it was pomegranate juice, I thought I'd died and gone to heaven. It was the most beautiful, luscious drink I'd ever had. But back there in Afghanistan, they grow pomegranates like we grow citrus here. It's a cash crop, an agricultural crop that they cultivate there. But they have two different types. There's some that are harder seeds and a little different type of fruit, and there's a softer fruited tree. But here in Arizona, you're likely to find that just a single variety that produces a nice size fruit. They do have ornamental shrubs, pomegranate shrubs that don't produce a very small little fruit. Be careful that you don't get that ornamental. Be sure you're asking for one that produces a mature,
if fruit is what you're going
fruit.
For.
Yes, right. If you're looking for that.
If not, that would make a great shade screen.
Yeah, sure.
On that, put a couple of those together instead of oleanders. That would be a great alternative.
They do. They'd be a great shade tree or a privacy screen. In fact, that's what we use ours for. We have a little kind of a garden at the back of our backyard, and we wanted to screen it from the rest of the yard, so it was kind of a hidden garden, and it's done a great job for us in that way.
Did you just say you have a secret garden?
We do.
Nice. What are you growing it?
Well, it's actually a secret garden where you go to just enjoy being away
from book reading?
Everybody else. Yes, right. It's
a little hammock.
Walk through a little pathway, and it goes in behind the big pomegranate tree.
Place for an iced tea stand with a little lemon and some mint stuck in it.
A little bench back there and a little hidden, a little place to get away.
Nice. Well, we have time. Well, let's sneak Joyce into the conversation real quick at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. Joyce, good morning.
Good morning. How are both of you today? It's beautiful out there.
Doing great. Thank you.
Yes. Hey, I wanted to talk to you about my pomegranate tree. Mine's in a container and doing beautifully. But next to the black wall, I have a black-eyed lazy Susan or black-eyed Susan vine, and it's starting to wrap around my pomegranate tree up on the top, more or less. Mm-hmm. Should I get that off of there?
Yeah, you really should. Whenever you have any kind of vines near your trees that want to climb up into the trees, they will use your tree as a scaffold. And they'll climb, and they'll usually compete for sunlight. And after a short time, they'll start blocking the sun to your tree and cause some real issues that way. So, yeah, usually best to leave the vines growing on the trunk and the lower part of the tree. But once they get up into the branches and start climbing above, then best to cut them out.
Join the conversation at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U.